This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gipps, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, a light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. We have expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, co-parenting arrangements, and arrangements for children after separation. Mention Joy and receive a free 30-minute consultation. Find out more and get in touch at nicholslaw.com.au. Nichols Family Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
It is. It's Family Matters. Another Thursday night rolls on. It's Dave here with Beck as well. And returning to the airwaves after a bit of a breakfast radio stint last week, it is our very lovely Adrian. Welcome.
It's been a fun radiothon.
I think
there's been lots going on. We still need Joy.
Hashtag we do.
So how are you, Adrian?
I am great. I have got children in term two, and it's all good. We're learning how to do homework, how to read books.
How are the lunches going? Are they still up to snuff?
Well, I could talk about lunches for hours, Beck. Let me start. The lunches are awesome. I'm enjoying lunches.
Hasn't dropped. I thought it was going to drop by term two.
I could talk for hours about this. Okay, let's get it straight. There is the same sandwich every day.
Ah.
It is a ham cheese on wholemeal sandwich every day. It's
that
exactly the same.
Good.
Yeah. I make eight every Sunday and freeze them, and then that way they go into their lunchbox every day. But then we play around the edges with the accoutrements, which go around the edges.
Oh, that you can select.
That you can select from, you know, some pommes or some.
Do they starve one day a week?
No, Wednesday's canteen day.
Oh, all right.
Wednesday's canteen day.
Of course.
So I'm glad we sorted that out.
Wow.
Doing all the mathematics there,
I was a bit worried.
Now, enough of the boring stuff.
Yeah.
There's a big party coming up soon, and Beck and I want to help you plan that.
I can't wait. Kids are turning six, and if you're good, we'll invite you along.
Yes.
I need some help planning it, though, so I need some ideas. I need your best ideas.
Text in 0427-JOY-949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. We need birthday party ideas.
We're also talking to Sam Everington, who is one of the... Well, the grandfathers of surrogacy in Australia, I think. Although he's not really grandfather. Let's call him the father.
The dad of surrogacy.
He is.
Yeah.
And Sam, grandfather's not right. That's actually...
No, that was getting a bit weird.
It's actually a bit rude,
anyway.
Isn't it? No. So we'll be talking to Sam about a new conference, Families Through Surrogacy, which is coming up shortly in June. And we'll be talking to him about that later on in the show.
Much, much more. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Family Matters, David, Beck and Adrian on tonight. Now, Radiothon still not ended yet. June 30, you get to sign up on joy.org.au. Sign up, you can win a Holden Astra. How good would that be to carry the kids around?
Probably
not
family friendly, but that's okay. I'm sure we could still fit some child seats in the back.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And probably even a double, a twin stroller, maybe even some of the groceries. Yeah, maybe.
Now, Tom and Alice are coming up for a 6:30, so we need some help.
You need some help, Adrian.
They're turning six, and here's what's happened. When the kids were born, I used to spend all my time and effort and money on my birthdays. But when Tom and Alice were born, I'm like, right, it's all about them.
They're here now. We're stuck with them.
The birthday's coming up. It's in a couple of weeks, and I'd like to run you through the plans.
All right.
To get your thoughts and feedback, and I need some help.
Okay, it starts specifically with the invites. Is the invites...
Invites are done. Asked the kids what they wanted. Tom wanted a Pokemon party. Alice wanted a Shopkins party. So it is a Pokemon Shopkins party.
So it's all one party.
One party, but Tom gets the Pokemon part. Alice gets the Shopkins part.
And for everybody listening, what is a Shopkin?
Oh! How do you not know?
I don't know what a Shopkin is.
Shopkins is the kind of... is consumerism at its worst.
It's little pieces of plastic crap.
Basically, there's there's little characters that you would find at a grocery shop, like Lucy Lipstick, I think, and Katie Cupcake, and they basically are like they're little like pieces of grocery items that are made to look cute.
Like with little faces.
Okay. I'm not really with it, but good luck.
If you're a six-year-old girl, they're like the dream.
They are. They really are. They're the dream. And Tom, Pokemon. I'm sure you're all over Pokemon.
Love Pokemon.
So we've rented out the local park. We've got a room next to it. Oh. We've done invites. We've sent flyers out to the school. We've invited every kid. We've posted it on Facebook.
Wow.
Now, that was my question. Do you have to invite every kid? Is that like the general?
No.
No.
It's actually not really the done thing, inviting all the kids in the class.
Because it's controversial, isn't it? Because otherwise, if some kids don't get invited, they get upset. But then you have to have 400 children at your party.
So can you tell me the volume? How many invites?
No, it's actually not that many. There's only like 25 in the class.
Okay.
So that's okay, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
And siblings and stuff. But I kind of felt like, oh, well, you know, you want to, you don't. You know, it doesn't, like, cost us any more money to have more kids. We've kind of got the room, so bring however many thousands. Now, cakes are being made. So there is a Pokemon ball, a round one, that is being cooked by my mum. And Ralph's mum is making a Shopkins cake, which is going to be a Lucy Lipstick cake.
I think I met her once. She wasn't very nice. is it a battle between the grandmas about who does the best cake? Or
yes,
are they?
Yes. Yeah, last year was superheroes. And my mum made a Hulk cake. And Ralph's grandmother made a princess cake. You know, when you stick the legs in up, down.
Dolly Varden.
Excuse me?
That's what they're called. Dolly
what did
Varden.
Dolly do?
I feel like I learn something new on Family Matters every single week.
It's in the Woman's Weekly Cake Book.
Is it?
Dolly
Varden. I'm sure that's what it's called. I'm going to look this up.
Dolly Varden? Well, I think that might be what it is. But look, the grandmothers love it. They get together. But activities. What activities should we have when the kids are there?
Don't you just run around and someone cries and then...
No, we need...
It has to be past the parcel. That's still going, isn't it? That's still popular.
No, the probably past the parcel is I get bored.
What about musical chairs?
I'm not sure it's about you, Adrian.
No.
What about limbo?
Can I write these down? What was the best party you ever had as a kid or that you remember going to?
I reckon back in the 90s.
Oh, shut up. We know how young you are.
Yeah, okay. A little bit young. I reckon myself and my brothers, we had a McDonald's party every single year.
Maccas don't do it anymore.
Don't they do it anymore?
No,
really?
Maccas, not enough money in it, they said. But did you have a Spice Girls party, was it?
No.
You had for your fifth birthday? Or no, you didn't?
I did. I would have been Sporty Spice, by the way.
I had...
what do you have, Beck?
Well, my two favourite ones were when I was 7, I had a Young Talent Time themed party. You know the show Young Talent Time with Johnny Young?
Yes.
So everyone had to dress up in a costume that people would wear on Young Talent Time. So I was wearing this silver dress, very Danny Minogue, and I had a cake that had a photo of the whole team on it.
Never heard of it.
That was amazing. It finished before you're born, whatever. It was the greatest show in the history of
the world.
And then my other favourite party.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Sorry.
My other favourite party was in Adelaide. There was a Hungry Jack's that had a plane, an aeroplane that was not in use anymore. and it was just in the car park of the Hungry Jack's. And so you got to go on the plane to have your party. And
I've heard that before too.
They put you in this simulated like noise thing like you were flying on the plane.
That sounds amazing.
It was great. That and then good. I got an ice cream cake and I was like, this is the best thing
so
ever.
So, Adrian, what are you thinking?
Right. Well, you've let me run you
all,
through.
You've knocked all my ideas out.
So what we've done is we've been on to eBay and purchased from the far reaches of Chinese warehouses every tiny little piece of plastic Shopkins or Pokemon that we can find, little characters, tiny ones, and we're going to distribute them across the playground and just hide them in the venue. And every child gets a Pokemon ball. So we bought these little plastic.
It's called a Pokeball.
A Pokeball. Everyone gets a Pokeball.
Yeah.
And then they can do a Poke hunt.
Pokeball.
They can do a Poke hunt. So they can go out and collect figurines that are hidden.
Yeah, yep,
and
yep.
they can collect Poke hunts.
Yep. That's good. And then they won't ever decompose, the ones that don't get stolen, and you'll probably kill some dolphins.
Oh, didn't think of that. All right, I need to think about that.
I don't know why I'm such a greenie all of a sudden.
Is there another way that I can...
With 5-year-old kids, you'd know what's in the know at the moment. What's happening? Like what's hot? So that's what I mean. You've passed the idea of the past. So what are
pinatas?
What are the kids talking
about? We've got pinatas.
Pinata.
I feel the pinatas with those little character things. Ha ha.
I think that little things have to be inside.
All right, we've got pinatas.
I'm just worried about the dolphins.
I hadn't thought of Limbo. Limbo's a good one there, Dave.
I like Limbo. Yeah.
Wait, that one to least. And
what
then
about
I want
musical chairs.
Nah, we're gonna have workstations. So there's gonna be a workstation for the Shopkins.
Yeah.
And a workstation for Pokemon.
It's the first ever birthday party with KPIs.
What about that? What about Hacky Sack? You know, they're throwing the Hacky Sack into the hula hoops from a distance into the land of insult.
I was going to say they were going to do craft at the workstations.
And then they'll get pulled in for their mid-party review.
And we could see how they're going with their craft, right?
Yeah.
So I want the performance review.
Yeah.
The Shopkins could be doing, like, making head pieces out of the Shopkins materials, and they can glue and stamp and staple, and we need to make sure they get the tie-dye right and they need all that kind of stuff. And then in the Pokemon section, they need to be making or doing something as well.
I just have this vision of Adrian, like, shoving children away from the table so he can make his own Shopkins hat.
Now, if you need some hosts for the kids' party or a bit of help, Beck and I got a bit of history, a bit of form, so we can come as clowns or something.
Mm. We don't have to try too hard to be clowns.
I'm going to work with children.
I don't, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, it's
something. You don't seem that excited.
Anyway, what's coming up next, Adrian? We've got
we have got Sam Everington.
Phone interview, yes.
Yes, who's from, he's from Families Through Surrogacy. They have a conference coming up at the beginning of June, so we'll want to talk a little bit about that. And I'll see if he has any ideas for fun activities at kids' parties.
Make sure you text in ideas. What's your greatest birthday party? Or do you have any ideas for Adrian? 0427... Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Family Matters, and we have on the line Sam Everington from Families Through Surrogacy. Hello, Sam, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Adrian.
How you been? Oh, sorry. Also got an air. Beck and Dave. I forgot to introduce them.
Yeah, don't let us get in the way.
Sorry about that. I'm not used to introing. Sam, you are the... Oh, I want to get your title right. The director of Families Through Surrogacy. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about what... So what is Family Through Surrogacy? What is that organisation all about?
Well, it's really about doing education for intending parents and surrogates. About a pretty complex way to have children and families. And, you know, we started it up in Melbourne, through Surrogacy Australia, really, about 6 years ago, and started doing conferences in Melbourne, and that expanded pretty quickly. And now we do conferences sort of all over the world for people who want to have kids and surrogates and so forth. So it's just been a really exciting learning curve for me, seeing how it's done here and the changes and what happens overseas as well.
And it's a not-for-profit, is that right?
Yeah, it's not-for-profit, group. It's sort of just run by parents. So we have parents who run the seminars or conferences every year. They decide who's going to speak and what the topics are. And we get parents and surrogates to run a lot of the sessions because, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, stuff that's covered is all relevant to parents rather than what they do in the UK is more these trade show things where they have all these IBS clinics and people come around trade shows. We never wanted to do that here. So it's sort of supposed to empower parents to learn more about what they can do to create a family.
Sam, what was it that led you to start up Family Surrogacy? Was there something when you were going through the experience that you thought was missing, or?
Yeah. So, look, funny enough, Adrian and I actually did surrogacy at the same time about 6 years ago.
We did, Beck. I have to disclose that that Sam and I actually know each other. We were in India at the same time.
Oh, well, we can ask Sam about his birthday party plans a bit later.
So, but look, we had a pretty tough time in India. We lost two boys about 7 years ago. They came pretty preterm, and it was a really tough experience for us that have been in a foreign country with a very preterm delivery and a boy in intensive care and not knowing what to do and dealing with death and all those things. And suddenly I realised there were tons of other Australians going through the same sorts of things. And none of us sort of really had much in the way of support. No one in Australia knew we were doing this much, and the authorities overseas didn't really care much. And so I came home and the Lord was saying to New South Wales, and I said, hey guys, why don't we start up something to help out other families? And that's where Surrogacy Australia came into being. And so I sort of settled my grief into starting that up, and it grew really quickly. And from there, we started doing the conferences, which were really successful, and it just grew. So, you know, I was lucky. I was able to meet people like Adrian and other gay families sort of here and around the world sort of within a few years. It's a really nice journey.
And is the conference often a place that people go as their first sort of foray into the surrogacy journey? Is that?
No. Most people have done a lot of stuff online first, where they've tried to look at things online, or they've maybe talked to a lawyer or something, or if they're lucky, they've talked to some other parents. But people, you know, get involved in this all through the year, of course. They can't, well, the conferences are only annually. So we started doing sort of seminars through the year as well for people who go and wait a year. But so some people are already engaged in surrogacy when they come, or they've had one kid or they want to have another kid, and some have come for the first time and know nothing about it and find it a bit overwhelming. But it's been tough, because when we were first doing it in Melbourne 6 years ago, it was all about India, and all the agencies who were coming and talking were all Indian agencies. You know, it was a bit overwhelming. And nowadays that's all changed. You know, now we know India's closed and Thailand's closed.
Mm. So,
Cambodia.
I was wondering if you were looking to start a family today, what would you recommend is one of the best options open to, say, you know, gay couples to have kids?
Well, we've actually seen, for the gay guys like you and me, we've seen probably threefold increase in guys engaging here in Australia, wanting to surrogate at home. Probably, you know, when we first started, maybe 5% we're looking at that, and now probably, you know, 20% are actually trying to look at that.
So that's like altruistic. So that's like finding an egg donor and a surrogate, right, and making it all happen.
That's right. And, I mean, funnily enough, we find that the surrogates sort of in Australia tend to prefer to carry for the gay guys, because there's a bit less baggage involved. Well, there's no baggage involved for them. They're less sort of drama to deal with.
Mm.
So in that sense, you know, they match pretty easily.
I can't believe you said there's less drama and gay guys in the same sentence.
Well, remember, infertile women have got all that grief around infertility to deal with, and they often take it out unwillingly on the surrogate.
Mm.
And so the gay guys haven't got any of that baggage. When I talk about baggage and drama, they've got other hissy fits they have. But so we do see more of that now. But there's certainly, you know, a lot of the gay guys are now going to Canada and more of the US than they used to.
Yeah.
That's happening a bit, you know, and there's still a bit of surrogacy in Asia. People are talking about still doing surrogacy in Laos and Thailand and so forth. It's still sort of petering along a bit there.
If I was to follow that question on, is there any places that people are going that you would say you don't recommend?
Oh, look, it's a really good question, that. Look, I mean, there's more riskier places. You know, places like Laos and Kenya are sort of open, but they're riskier because they're sort of newer and there's no laws in place, so. But, I mean, you know, when we were doing surrogacy in India, there weren't laws in place, you know, and we just didn't really realise that.
Mm.
So, you know, and sometimes people are forced to go to some of these super countries just for cost reasons because they just can't afford to do things in the US or can't find a surrogate here. So, look, we get that, and that's why, you know, with the attitude we take is, you know, if you're going to go to these places, at least be educated about what the risks are and what to look out for and so forth. So, you know, we always have people who come to talk about surrogacy all over the place, you know, whether it was Laos or Mexico or different places. And Mexico's become a bit problematic, you know. Some of the guys who've engaged in Mexico had a tough time getting home, just took quite a long wait time before they came home. It's a main complaint.
And is price, Sam, one of the biggest things that is sort of making people's decisions for them about where they go?
Yeah, look, partly it's cost. The upfront decision is cost. It's also around ease of finding a surrogate. I often say to guys, look, you know, give it at least 6 months to try and find a surrogate in Australia, and if you don't have luck, then maybe go offshore. Some people just haven't got the confidence to engage with a surrogate here because it's all do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
And they just don't feel like they can, you know, put themselves out there and, you know, and sell themselves as much. So,
and I guess then they have to find someone too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like online dating. but, I mean, there's some of the guys who are pretty risk averse, you know, will go straight to the US. I'm just not going to afford it, you know, but US, you know, you need to be both professionals probably to afford it. But there's now, you know, options we talk about where you can do sort of US combo programs. So you might have a US surrogate if she goes to Mexico for the IVF, or she goes to Cyprus for the IVF, or India for the IVF. So, you know, that's happening more and more now because people are thinking, oh, US is a good place, but let's get the cost down. So they're actually, we're now getting people talking about it and doing that sort of mixed thing.
So if people want to find out more, you have a conference on the 3rd and the 4th of June, is that right?
Yeah, in Melbourne. Yeah. We haven't done it in Melbourne for a few years now. This weekend after next in the Convention Centre in Flinders Street at the University, Victoria University. So there's stuff on the website about it. I think there's about eight dads talking there about their journeys in different parts of the world. Lots of surrogates come. We always get sort of that 20 surrogates to come along. They all want to catch up with each other because they only see each other once a year at these things. So they come for a bit of a party, really.
That's great.
And share war stories about, you know, how they're going with their parents and their babies they carry and that kind of thing. So it's become a real sort of get-together every year now.
That's great. Now, before we go, one fun story of that I always remember of you. You know, we had our children in the same kind of fortnight, and while we were, while I was, you know, frantically filling out paperwork to make sure we got home and wanting to be able to do that, you kind of trekked through India. Is that you had your kids and then you went hiking? I don't know. You did that. Tell me, can you explain what happened?
Well, we sort of. Delhi was very polluted, Delhi. We found there was smog everywhere. We just got sick of being in this air-conditioned hotel and we were sick of waiting around, really. And we couldn't change our flights, and so we said, let's just get a plane and go north. And so we got – the kids were just little bundles of joy.
Like 2 weeks old, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks old, yeah. So we found these wraps things. You could get these sort of cotton wraps where you could wrap them around yourself with a little baby in the front, like in your tummy, like a little kangaroo thing. And so we just sort of got a plane and went up to the foothills of the Himalayas with the kids and stayed in a little lodge there on the river and went hiking, yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, wow. It was fun, yeah. Oh, we did a naming ceremony of the Ganges. We found a Swami guy who we paid him a bit of money to do a sort of an Indian blessing for us. We thought we could better give him some Indian culture. not that they remember it now, of course. But at least it was something a bit different. And then they didn't remember. But they were light to carry, of course. And then they were pretty light. It was like carrying a bag of bananas.
Now, and so the girls are turning six soon, I'm sure, because my kids are turning six. What are your birthday plans?
That's right. Oh, God, it gets much pressure now. You know, all the kids from kindergarten. We're going to something called Wizzy World, where they can jump up and down on blow up castles and dance in a disco and eat hundreds and thousands on bread, all that kind of thing.
Right, I'm going to write that down. Disco. We have to have a disco at Tom and Alice's
actually,
party.
Actually, that's a good idea.
That is a great idea. Thank you, Sam. You are full of good ideas and advice. If you're interested in learning more about surrogacy, you can go along to the Families Through Surrogacy Conference on the 3rd and 4th of June in Melbourne. Just go to the website familiesthroughsurrogacy.com to find out more. Sam, it's been a pleasure.
You too, Adrian. Great to talk to you all.
Thanks, Sam.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's Family Matters with Beck, Dave and Adrian.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It is Family Matters with Beck, Dave and Adrian. Beck, you've got a message. You don't have your mic on. Let's hit the button for your mic. And once we put the fader up, there you go.
Wow.
What am I doing tonight?
What are you doing, Dave?
You're not doing the panel.
You know what? I'm doing the audience a favour. They've been wanting Beck muted, and I did it for them.
Okay. Harsh, but fair.
Yeah.
So we had an old school phone in.
Oh, how did that work?
I don't know. I think one of the bears knew how to answer the phone. PJ from St Kilda, suggestion for the party from PJ, a Pokemon Shopkins treasure hunt.
Oh, I like it.
And you know what? That would actually help my concerns about the environment because you could wrap up the present so there's no risk of loss.
In kind of big bundles. I could do 10. We could count the 10. Whoever finds them, we know. I like
That's
it.
That's right.
Good idea.
Now, the other question I have about the party is my favourite thing about parties was the party bag that you got to take home with the lollies in it.
We're going healthy.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go healthy.
Oh, really, Adrian?
No, come on. We're going to go edamame.
Edamame.
I'm going to have some cherchi dried, air dried. Which is chickpeas. They're
don't
delicious.
Don't give kids food they can't spell.
Adrian, you're not serious, are you?
Yeah, I'm serious. Haven't you had edamame? It's delicious. And then I'm giving them little figurines and toys. I'm thinking about like
chocolate?
Alan's party mix? Snakes?
I'm thinking, can Fizzos? We, like, I don't know.
Freddo frogs?
What do you think? What do you think? You think we should just go the pure chocolate?
Yes, because, lollies? Know, for two reasons.
Yep.
One,
yep.
No, I've got three. One, kids love it. Two, you won't be around when they get on the sugar high. And three, I reckon parents just send kids to parties so they can eat the party bags when they get home.
Maybe I could do party bags for the parents.
Oh, mm-hmm. a little bottle of...
champagne.
Yeah.
Oh, like I like it.
A piccolo.
Now, you are doing your best to... To date around the scene.
I was wondering where this is going.
There were so many ways I could have ended that sentence. And at every juncture, I realised this is live radio and we have legal policies and rules.
Yeah.
Things I can't say. But you had a date night last night.
I went speed dating.
It was a little bit more than just a date night.
Speed dating. How does it work? How does it work? Where did you go?
Okay. So I went to the Botanical Hotel on Domain Road. No spoilers. And so what happens, it's quite technologically advanced. So you all go in this area, right, and you've logged onto a website. And the website, every 10 minutes, I think you have 10 dates, you get an SMS and they're like, your next date is Dave with a little photo of Dave.
Hello,
and
Beck.
Then Dave and I have to find each other in the bar area.
Is it a dark room?
It was a little bit dark.
Oh.
And so then we sit and we talk for 10, 15 minutes about...
That's a long time.
I had some weird conversations last night. I'll give you the
Can you give us one weird one?
One weird one. Well, there was a guy who wanted to tell me all about his life as a scout leader.
Mm, that's exciting.
That was a bit weird. There was one guy who... his job was he was an interpreter for the courts, and he said, if I see you at court, I'll come up to you. And I was like, probably not.
And so do you just tell you, do you talk for 5 minutes about you and then talk for 5 minutes about me?
Well, if they're, you know what, if I'm really not interested, then I make them talk about themselves so that I don't have to engage.
Hot tip.
Yeah. Mm. But I did meet, there was one guy that was nice.
Oh.
Love is in the air.
Well, my main attraction to him was that he had every single footy card from between 91 and 95 of every team.
That, oh, wait, really?
Does that impress you, Adrian?
I assume that's like a lot of cards.
Yeah.
Where does he keep them?
In an album.
Oh, my God. What a waste of space. I'm like, what's the point of that?
That is the way to my heart.
What did you not like about him?
Well, he was bald, and I do really like hair, but
Does it have to be in his head? Because it could be on his shoulders or, you know.
His knees. As my mother says, I'm not getting any younger, so probably
if you are wondering why we're talking about this topic, obviously this is where families could be started, speed dating.
Well, so what happens with this guy? I want to know.
Well, I sent him a message today.
Oh.
And I was just like.
Like a little text message.
Oh, no. The website has like a message function where it's quite involved.
Their own messaging system.
Yeah. So I just sent him a message. I was like, I made some hilarious joke, you know.
Footy card bald people.
Lols. Lols. And then I said, here's my phone number. And
right.
As at 8:43, he has not sent me.
Well, given it's its own messaging system, he does get quite a bit of leeway. Like, well, as in, what if you can't log in? What if you can't get his password? What if he's got the wrong browser? Yeah, what if
this was the conversation I was having with girls at work today, was how long do you wait? Because I said 2 hours and he's dead to me.
Oh. No. I reckon 24 hours.
I'd say 48. I'm very forgiving. Okay. I'm very forgiving.
I'm not.
Now, if you want to text in some love to Beck, you can.
Yes.
Let's get some Beck.
See,
some
no
love.
One else will text
that's
me.
That's fair, isn't it, Adrian?
I think I'd give him till Saturday night.
Okay.
I'd give him to Saturday night, and if he's not on by Saturday night, get on to whatever Girl Grinder is. I don't know what that is.
Tinder.
Get on to Tinder.
0427JOY949. Send Beck some love.
Thank you. That would be great.
You're on Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's Family Matters with Beck, Dave, Gina.
Hello.
And Adrian. Well, welcome, Gina. You've previously been benched.
Yeah, I was benched and then Dave pressed a few things and I had to come in and fix a few things, but it's all good now.
Our very lovely producer, Gina.
Now, I want to talk about the kids in the family have been making us feel very, very bad about composting, which we don't do.
Oh.
So they are at school and they have nude food days.
I had that once. That's not a story for radio.
Sorry. Why am I here? I should just walk out now.
So whenever we, might put some things that are wrapped in their lunchbox, they always unwrap it and need to go to school. And, they're trying to have no rubbish.
How do you have the sandwich on nude food day?
I would make it, wrap it in Glad wrap. They take it out of Glad wrap, put it in their lunchbox in the sandwich section.
Just as is.
Well, we've got a vacuum sealed lunchbox.
Of course you do.
See, I thought when you said nude food, you meant like gluten-free, like everything free of toxins.
There's no rubbish around it because they're trying to save the world. It's what they're being taught at school.
But what they put in their mouth can be rubbish. So empty those chip packets.
That's right. So whenever I cut a capsicum up or something, Tom and Alice are always wanting to dry the seeds and plant them to grow new capsicums. It's all a bit tiring, to be honest.
It's a lot of admin.
So when I was on online the other day and I got a little advertisement from Stonington Council saying you get 80% off your composting needs if purchased through the council. I jumped on that.
What sort of composting needs do you have?
Well, there are
The kids' projects, clearly, because we
there
know
are
what
three options. Three options for your composting needs. The first one is an open compost bin, which we all had when we were kids. I don't know if you did, but we did.
Yeah.
It's just a bin. You just chuck your crap in it, and then it stinks and
happy
to high
days.
Hell. Hate it.
A few rats probably come in.
That's right. Second one is a worm farm, which is a little better. Still needs to be outside, lots of worms, chuck your crap in, turns to soil a few months later. Okay.
Happy days.
There's this third one that really piqued my interest. It's called a Bokashi bin.
Sorry, say that again.
Bokashi bin.
Okay. A what? Should I Google image this?
A Bokashi bin promises to not smell at all. You can use it in the kitchen and seems amazing. I didn't quite know how it worked, but I ordered
seems
this
expensive,
sucker.
Expensive, I reckon.
I ordered this sucker. It's arrived. It's a big bin and you literally throw all your scraps in it, meat and all, everything, and then you sprinkle over the top a grain. It's like this Japanese grain that pickles the food or something, and it turns it into compost juice.
Ew. And what are you doing with that?
That's not a nice phrase.
So down the bottom of my Bokashi bin, I have a little tap, and I turn the tap, and compost juice comes out.
This is so gross.
But what are you doing with the juice?
Yeah. I then dilute it 10 parts to water, one part Bokashi, 10 parts water.
Turned into a cocktail.
You've become a lesbian.
And then you water the garden with it. Or
Or I spent the last minute thinking you're about to drink it.
Just with a bit of vodka.
I was thinking, are you going to drink this?
Or if you undilute it, it's a you can use it as a drain cleaner because it's seriously undiluted a drain cleaner.
And are Tom and Alice happy with you for making this investment?
They love the idea that we get to store our rotten food in the pantry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fabulous.
But it doesn't work. So you've never used it, Bokashi?
No,
it doesn't work.
I have.
It doesn't work. I'm sprinkling pickle seeds all over this thing for like a month now, and there's no juice coming out the bottom of my bin. And
Are you starting to just top it up with like regular water just to
make the kids feel like there's a juice coming out? It's not working.
Have you Googled it? Are other people having the same issue?
I have Googled. I have Googled. It seems pretty straightforward. I think I'm doing it wrong. I'm not really sure. You have to compress the food down. So now we've got spatulas and we're compressing the food down.
You should bring this to
like
the party.
Fun family.
Could be like a game at the party. All the kids get a spatula.
It's like when you make like wine and stuff and the kids get to press on the top of the bin.
Right. I love that. Don't they lots? But if anyone has any Bokashi advice on how to do it right, let me know. 0427-9949 or give us a call. But we are struggling with our little...
I don't think I could really be bothered with that. Maybe just call Adrian direct on 0429.
That's pretty funny. I do
Your
like it.
Your kids are very green, though, when it comes to being in the garden.
Oh, it's the school that asked them to do
no,
that.
No, when they came over to my house, Tom straight away was like, there's a lot of weeds in your front yard, and he was carrying gardening gloves. I was tempted to let him go out the
Does
front.
Does he not leave home without them?
I know. No, they were coming over for lunch. And he's carrying the gloves talking about my weeds. Now, okay. I was busy. I don't have a gardener.
They've got green thumbs, those kids.
Totally.
Definitely got
They're
green thumbs.
They're welcome to weed any time they want.
Well, anyway.
Carrying little fingers.
I really like that because you can't get electronic games out of kids' hands these days. At least Tommy's got some gardening gloves. I like that.
He's welcome.
I love it. And then when the Bokashi doesn't actually turn to soil, you've got to get like the pulp. The pulp out of the bin with your hands, and you've got to bury it underground like a dead dog.
There is a lot of admin in this.
Yeah, I hate it. Don't get Bokashi. That was the moral of that story. No matter how bad your kids make you feel. Well, I think we're done for another show. No, we're not.
Not yet. We'll come back and wrap up. You're on Family Matters on Joy 94.9. It is Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Now, Beck, you're the new Don Burke, I guess.
I've just been Googling on Bokashi.
Oh.
I've got the helpful hints. Have you been breaking or chopping large waste into smaller pieces?
Not at all.
Oh, ouch.
I've been putting in whole salads that have gone.
Novice.
Oh, is that right?
Are you closing the lid tightly?
Yes. Nah, yes, I am. No,
convinced.
I think I am.
Not convinced.
Are you pressing down every layer of food waste in the bucket to remove air?
Oh. It's like you're my dentist and you just ask me if I floss. And I'm like, well.
Just the 2 days before the appointment.
And look, I think this is a really supportive comment. Don't be afraid to experiment with the process until you get a feel for how it could work best for you. And that's true of so many things in life.
It is.
I think. So
I'm a bit worried. I'm also getting my, I'm sprinkling my seeds in the wrong quantities.
Okay. Well, that can end badly.
On a family show. Well,
yes.
So look, there's a lot to learn
from the
Bokashi.
We're on a gay radio station and we haven't talked about manscaping. In the gardening segment yet?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe next. Week. Up next.
Well,
do you compost at home?
Not on your life, mate.
Dave?
No way.
Gina?
I garden, but I do not compost.
Can I tell you?
She's a lesbian. That's why she's a lesbian.
My mum came to visit me earlier this year and she said, why did you put those plastic bags in the recycling bin? I said, to recycle them. She's like, you can't recycle plastic bags.
What do you mean?
I'm 36 years old and I thought that you could recycle plastic bags.
No, that's not true.
It's true.
You cannot recycle plastic bags.
No.
Ban the bag.
Why don't
Isn't
they...
there a campaign on at the moment?
Oh, I want to talk about ban the bag, Gina. So yeah, here's my question. If you ban the plastic bag, and this is a legitimate question, what do you... bring out the kitchen rubbish in?
In South Australia, they're banned. And my mum has to, it's a bit ironic because she has to buy bags to put the rubbish in.
Then you're buying a bag to put the kitchen rubbish
Correct.
In.
Correct.
Okay, enough of that rubbish. Gina,
I can talk about this all day.
Gina, what's on our next week's show?
Next week, we are very excited. We've got someone travelling all the way from USA.
The United States.
From America.
United States.
So we'll have to practice. No, thankfully. We have Carrie, who is actually a founder and director of All Families Surrogacy. And she's part of this conference, but a difference. We always hear when we talk about surrogacy, we talk about K-dads, but she is a lesbian mum who is a surrogate for a lesbian couple. Oh. So she's coming in to talk about her experience and all the work they're doing in the USA, and it looks like USA is one of the places to go. Mm. If you want, maybe you can, I don't know, call, make friends with Kerry. She might lend you her room, her womb, who knows?
Making lesbian surrogacy great again.
We're speaking to her next week. Looking forward to that, actually.
We are.
I tell you, we've covered far too many topics tonight.
We have.
Just a bit.
But yeah.
Adrian's still making notes as to what to do for
the
party.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, action-packed. I'm going to make the kids learn how to make a percussion bin.
Yeah, something for everyone.
The boys are on next.
They are, and
they're
waiting for you, Beck.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, they're always
waiting. Well, they've got some Vic Bears on tonight as their guests.
Yep.
Adrian, you're reading something very... are you reading into the percussion
bit? The fabulous Adam Richards, is he on?
That was last week.
Oh, sorry.
okay.
You asked me what I was reading.
The Woods are on next. Beck, you're going to do your famous little farewell.
All right.
Here we go.
Woof, grey hair in your beard makes a bear look distinguished.
Is that it?
That was brilliant.
Another edition of Family Matters. Adrian, it's great to have you back.
It's been a pleasure to chat to you all. We don't do this often enough. You're on Joy 94.9.
Family Matters, brought to you by Joy sponsor, Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. Nicholslaw.com.au.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, with a light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.